Radio MD. RadioMD.com. The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. Giving back. It's a buzzword we have heard all the time. We hear it on the news. We hear it all over social media. But what does giving back really mean? While the focus may sometimes mean giving back tends to be on the person receiving the gesture, giving back actually helps everyone involved. And I believe that giving back is a powerful exercise with potential to change our world. When we give back, we're also helping ourselves by creating a spirit of generosity and gratitude. My guest today, the beautiful Jennifer McKay Newton, will talk about how giving back has enriched her life so much and that inspired her to start the Butterfly Movement, a collective dedicated to helping women rise above whatever social, economic, or psychological barriers they face when trying to achieve their dreams. Such a purposeful project. Jennifer, welcome to the show. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So, I mean, everything you do that I know and from what I know of you is really so kind of tied into giving back and helping others in many ways, you know, emotionally, spiritually, mentally. And I just wanted to say thank you for that. And also, how did this come about that you really started something like the Butterfly Movement and what you found has given you and inspired you to keep doing this?
Okay, wow. So it started with the fragrance company. You know, so I created these fragrances that are about empowering women, and so they have these messages. So the fragrances are about helping the individual.
Define me fragrance.
Define me fragrance. Yeah,
me fragrance. So everybody knows.
Uh-huh. They're about empowering the individual. So when you wear them, you have this message, and it's of love, of strength, of being fearless, of a free spirit. And so I was like, okay, well, that's great. So let's then take another step. When somebody purchased that fragrance for themselves or somebody else to help empower themselves, they're also going to be empowering. I want them to also help empower someone else. So I started the Define Me Dollar program. So for every bottle purchase, $1 goes to Define Me Dollar program, which is I'm partnering with She's the First, and so it's a nonprofit that gives educational scholarships to girls in low-income countries. So there's a chain. So it's like you buy the fragrance for yourself or somebody else, it empowers them. Then you give to these girls in low-income countries to get an education. So I was like, let's just keep going on this. This is just like, it's just amazing. It's just, instead of just having this fragrance company, everything, I want to create a movement. Mm-hmm. So I was like, what am I going to do here? So I was like, let's call it the Butterfly Movement. The butterfly, why? Because butterfly it represents metamorphosis and transformation. Mm-hmm. And it's also in our logo, the Define Me Fragrance logo. So I was like, okay, Butterfly Movement, what could this be? So I was like, well, when I was in college, I was pretty much broke. And so I was like, well, how about if we create a program for girls in college to be able to sell the fragrances to make some extra money for themselves, mm-hmm. spending money for themselves. At the same time, they could they're earning money for these other girls. So it's like girls in college helping other girls get an education. So for me, it was sort of like a no-brainer. I was just like, when you give to someone and help, whether it's your information, your knowledge, your time, your care, your love, right. I believe it frees the space inside of you, inside of your soul, and mm-hmm. it creates space for abundance to come back in. Mm-hmm. So this is like, I don't know, I've just started going down this sort of path of giving, and I can't even tell you how amazing it's been and how much has come back to me, like full circle. And it's not only because I'm doing it because I want back. When you just give freely, it just comes. It's sort of like, I think about like the opposite as like a hoarder, somebody that mm-hmm. holds on to everything and doesn't let it go. When you mm-hmm. hold on to everything, by definition of being a hoarder, you're full. You know, right. you, there's no capacity.
No room.
And so there's no space for any abundance or any love or anything good to come back in because it's already it's full.
Right.
So when you start releasing that, in other words, like giving your love, giving your time, giving your, you know, your help, it creates that space to bring it back to you. And it's just, it's incredible, really. I love it.
Oh, I love that too. And I'm so happy that you explained it in that way also, because it's not just, you know, it's not just the physical things you can give. It's your time. It's your energy. It's your hug. It's your touch, you know, whatever it is that you can
absolutely.
Give. And I love that. I love also that you, to make people more aware that, you know, when we do have these blockages in our lives, or we're holding on to a job we don't like, or a relationship that doesn't serve us, or any of these things also, it does not allow us that space, time, and energy emotionally to have something new come in. And I just think that, you know, giving back and helping others is, you know, something altogether different, but just in terms of understanding that holding on to things doesn't necessarily, is not the most healthy thing for all of us all the time. So it's nice to have that discussion. Also just to quickly, for people listening out there, how giving back, you know, also feeds kind of our gratitude and our, the way that we are grateful for what we have, because we kind of see, if I can give someone something and I can enrich their lives in some way, then it really shows that I have enough going on in my life where I don't have to be threatened by that person, or I don't have to be worried that that person is going to somehow get one over on me. You know, it kind of creates just such a divine thing when we do give back without having receiving any, well, we don't have to receive something.
No, absolutely. You know? And the moment you let that go, the moment you let go of that, like, oh, well, if I tell her this, then she may have one up on me. The second you let go of that, oh my God, it's amazing. It's like and I'm not saying to be a doormat. I mean, we know the difference. It's like when you have people that they're just kind of there to kind of take from you. Okay, well, we're not talking about them.
No exploiting, no exploitation.
No, absolutely. Yeah. But when you give freely and you let go of that, like, concern of that, I don't know, it's like almost that kind of little greed, like, oh, I have to hold on to this because I'm going to have the upper hand or whatever. It's just, you let go of it, it's just like, oh my God, it's like a weight is lifted off your shoulders. You don't have to be concerned about that anymore. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And it's just like this heavy energy that's in your body, that's on your soul. Maya Angelou has a beautiful quote. She says, among other benefits, giving liberates the soul of the giver. It's so true.
Yeah, it is so true. And what I was talking about before is just, if you're already grateful for what you have in your life and you're not threatened by somebody, if someone asks you for, you know, help in how to start a business, or help, how did you do this? Or do you know anybody that could help me with that? And holding that information and not, you know, giving it freely, you know, I think that's where some of us, you know, I think it's human. I think it's natural to feel a little bit like, why, you know, should I help this person? Or is it threatening if I help this person to my own success? But that's not the case. I think there's so much to go around. There's so many different people that have gifts to give to the world, and to not view it that way, I think is just something we should all be mindful of. And even if we're still working on it, that's fine, but just to explore this idea. So I'm so happy that you're here to
take small steps
to talk about it.
And take small steps, and you'll start to see the difference.
Absolutely. So you could find, I want everyone to know where to find you. You could find at your website, Jennifer, and her fragrances at DefineMeFragrance.com. That's DefineMeFragrance.com. And she is graciously giving our listeners, the samples, right? Or just some of the fragrance samples.
A free gift with purchase. Sample set.
Thank you.
Rewired 2016.
Perfect. Rewired 2016. Thank you, Jennifer. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.